Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, March 23rd. A regional artificial turf sports field could be coming to Grey Bruce. Owen Sound is exploring the potential construction of such a field at Victoria Park. Michael Cluland of RC Strategies told the Community Services Committee there is sufficient demand within a 30-minute catchment area of Owen Sound for an artificial turf field facility.
The facility would need to rely on a regional population of users. So I want to make that very clear. The population of Owen Sound is probably too small for an artificial field to be financially sustainable.
The committee will recommend the city work with partners and stakeholders and examine potential grant and funding opportunities consistent with the study. Cluland says the estimated cost for a full-size soccer field is $1.5 million. To put a seasonal dome over one-third of the field, that could cost roughly another $1 million. City Council will vote on the committee recommendation at its meeting on March 28th. As gas prices continue to rise, the Ontario government says it's providing $91 million to help make electric vehicle chargers more accessible across the province. It says the investment will support the uptake of electric vehicles and further strengthen Ontario's auto industry. The government says this funding will add chargers at highway rest stops, carpool parking lots, Ontario parks, and in community hubs like hockey arenas and municipal parks. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau addressed the European Parliament today in Brussels. He told European leaders that Vladimir Putin has miscalculated in thinking the EU and NATO are divided and weak. He says Western democracies are resolved and united, but they have work to do.
All of us in this room who are committed to democracy know in our bones that democracy didn't happen by accident, and it will not continue without deliberate, mindful effort.
NATO leaders will meet tomorrow to decide what to do next about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Madeleine Albright, the U.S.'s first female Secretary of State, has died. She was in the post from 1997 until 2001. Her family confirmed her death today. She was 84 years old. Owen Sound Minor Sports and Program registration is set for tonight at City Hall. It goes from 5:30 until 8. Some of the organizations taking part include Owen Sound Minor Soccer, Minor Baseball, Rugby Club, Karate, Rad Adventures, and the Blue Water Education Foundation. You can find more information on the city's website. The non-resident fee of $100 per child applies to those living outside of Owen Sound. Non-resident cards are available online, or you can buy them the night of registration. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 142 points to 21,932. The Dow Jones is down 448 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.60 U.S. cents, up 0.04 of a cent, and the price of oil is $114.68, up $5.41 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to take on the New Jersey Devils tonight. Game time is 7 o'clock. Newly acquired veteran defenseman Owen Sound Attack alumnus Mark Giordano is set to make his debut for the Maple Leafs. It's an off night across the Ontario Hockey League with the CHL-NHL Top Prospects game set to go in Kitchener at 8 this evening. The Owen Sound Attack play their next game on Friday on the road against the London Knights after beating Sarnia 5-0 yesterday to extend their point streak to 13 games. In Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, it's Game 1 of the Pollock Division semifinal between the Mount Forest Patriots and Mitchell Hawks. That's underway at 8:30 this evening. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays are taking on the Philadelphia Phillies in Grapefruit League action this afternoon. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.